Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 277. So today I wanted to discuss the brachos of Shmona Esrei, how many there are, why there are that many, and specifically why there's a difference between the weekday and Shabbos. Where does that all come from? So the way this is framed and really highlighted the difference between the different amount of brachos is a Gemara in brachos. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Tavelo hispalo mincha ve'erev Shabbos, mispalo b'leil Shabbos shtayim. So the Gemara has a long discussion there about a person who goes and forgets to daven a particular tefillah. What do you do when you forget shacharis? So the Gemara says there's an idea of tashlumin, paying it back. So you do marav twice. You do first marav for marav, and then you do another Shmona Esrei for the one that you miss, which is mincha. But what comes up and is difficult to know what to do is, let's say you forget Friday afternoon's davening. And so because I forgot Friday afternoon davening, I got to make it up on Friday night, which is now Shabbos. So can I make up the davening, the Shmona Esrei that I missed on Shabbos? What am I supposed to do? So here the Gemara says, Tav alo hispalo mincha b'erev Shabbos, mispalo b'leil Shabbos shtayim. So what I do, if I forget Friday afternoon mincha, and again, this is only in the case where I forget, I'm not really supposed to exercise this deliberately, but if in case that I forget, I go and I daven the Shabbos Shmona Esrei twice. Instead of making up the weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, I do the Shabbos Shmona Esrei twice. Tav alo hispalo mincha b'Shabbos. Let's say I make that very same mistake the next day on mincha for Shabbos. So what do? I make up Mariv Mispalba Motzi Shabbos Shtayim Shalchol. I'll daven Mariv twice with the weekday davening to make up for the Shabbos davening. So that's really weird because it seems that these Shmona Esreis, right? We colloquially express the Amidah, the quiet part of davening, as Shmona Esrei, as 18. We'll get to that in a moment, why we do that. But you would think that Shabbos is drastically different than the weekday ones. How does one replace the other? How do they become interchangeable? Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about, why they're different and whether or not that difference is so significant, particularly in light of the fact that the way the Rishonim explain that Gemara, how is it that these different silent Shmona Esreis, so to speak, these different Amidas are so similar and interchangeable. So for example, the Shita Mikubetza says, Dechi hechi delo atrechuhu betfila Shabbos, hachanami lo atrechuhu betashlumen. He says, the reason the Shmona Esreis are interchangeable is the same way they did not bother you, very interesting phrase, bother you with doing the regular Shmona Esrei, weekday Shmona Esrei on a Friday night, so too, when you're paying back for the one that you missed, they didn't bother you either. I want to understand that word atrechuhu, which literally means bother. How in the world is that the reason that we don't have the full 18 brachos? Because it's too much of a bother? How does that work? Okay. And he goes on to say that the reason that you could do mincha and make up Shabbos mincha on Saturday night is because d'mechuyev hu b'chol ha-brachos b'Shabbos nami. That really, we are obligated to do all of the brachos on Shabbos, all the full 18, but the reason we don't is, I don't know, something, but whatever that reason is, since we are obligated, I can still make up the obligation of Shabbos on Saturday night with the full 18 brachos, because I was really obligated for the 18 altogether. So somehow we see over here that we are really obligated in all 18 brachos on Shabbos, but we don't do it because it's too much of a bother or something like that, and that's why they become interchangeable. So if I miss one on Shabbos, I can make it up on the weekday, or if I miss one on the weekday, I can make it up on Shabbos. So let's understand where this is all from. So the Gemara in Brachos talks about how many Brachos we're supposed to put into our Shmona Esrei in the first place. So there's a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Gamliel omer b'chol yom v'yom mespalo adam Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that there should be 18 brachos. And we know generally how they are split up. The first three deal with praise. The last three deal with gratitude. The middle 12 deal with requests. Now, of those 12, the first six deal with personal requests, and the second six deal with national requests. So that's pretty much the breakdown of the 18. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says, Me'ein Shmona Esrei. You're supposed to do an abridged 18. Now, by abridged 18, he means one of two things. The Gemara discusses what that might mean. I think we talked about that at some point last year. But a Me'ein Shmona Esrei, an abridged 18 brachos. Okay? Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, well, it depends. Im Shaguru Tilosa Befiv, Mispal Shmona Esrei, Ve'im Lav, Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Kiva says, well, it depends. If you could pull off the full 18, if you really know the Tfilos well, remember, this is in a time before Sidurim are published, then do the entire thing. But if you can't, you do an abridged Shmona Esrei. That's Rabbi Akiva's perspective. Ultimately, we know that lahalacha, we follow Rabbi Gamliel, and we do a full 18. Okay? Now, the Gemara goes on to say, where did we get this number 18? Why is this magic number 18? So, we once talked about in the Take 10 series of the 18 brachos of history, that each bracha references a different moment in Jewish history, starting from Avraham and on. Okay, that might be one perspective of why they're 18, but here the Gemara offers three perspectives. Amar Rabbi Hilbri, de Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Hil says the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Keneged Shmona Esrei Azkaros, Sha'amar David, Behavu Lashem, B'nei Elim. It's corresponding to the 18 times that God's name is mentioned in Tehillim Chav Tes, the 29th chapter of Psalms. There is a we know this paragraph pretty well. It comes up Friday night towards the end of Kabbalat Shabbat, right before Lecha Dodi. We sing this paragraph as the Torah is being returned to the Ark on Shabbos morning. And in that, if you take a look at that paragraph, and it's a significant paragraph that I'd like to talk about perhaps a different time, but you see God's name mentioned 18 times. So it seems that there's some way to connect 18 specific times to God, and so that is the reference of 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei. Rav Yosef disagrees. He says, Keneged Shmona Esrei Azkara Shebekriyat Shma. Rav Yosef says, no, it's because of the 18 blessings, I'm sorry, the 18 mentions of God's name in the Shema, throughout the three paragraphs of Shema. And Rabbi Tanchum says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, no, it's not either of those things. It's not mentions of God's name that we correspond the 18 blessings to, but rather Keneged Shmona Esrei Chulio Shebeshedra, it corresponds to the 18 vertebrae in a person's spine. As if to say, every part of me expresses itself through the 18 brachos. The Gemara continues to say, by the way, I just counted, and it says there are 19, which is the case. There are 19 brachos. There aren't 18 brachos. So the Gemara answers, well, the 19th was added later, and it was specifically to address a concern of the time. Oh, but if there are 19, how could there be 19 if we had all of these magical reasons for 18? So each one answers his own way. According to the one that says it comes from the references of the name of Hashem in Tehillim Chav Tes, it's because there's one verse that says, Kel HaKavod Hirim, and it refers another way to God, without using the same name, but it refers in a 19th way to God. Rav Yosef, who says it comes from Shema, says it comes from the word Echad in Shema. The word Echad also refers to God, and even though it's not technically God's name, but it references God, and therefore that's a 19th reference. And according to Rabbi Tanchum, who says it's from the spine, he says, yeah, there's one little more, you know, there's one vertebrae also that it could be corresponding to, it's really small, but that could be the 19th bracha. So altogether, these 19 seem to be pretty significant. There is another explanation brought in a medrash, the explanation that in the building of the Mishkan, it says, Shmona Esrei Azkaros. There are again 18 references to God and how God commanded us to build the Mishkan. And those 18 references are the source of the magic number 18, which we derive the 18 brachos from. So that's brought in a medrash in Tehillim. It's not in that Gemara in brachos, but it's out there. Now, it's interesting, the medrash in Tehillim does say, and this is worth perhaps a different study and a different 10, why it is that each of the references of God's name in Tehillim Chav Tes and Havu Lashem B'nei Elim, Havu Lashem Kavod Va'oz, why each one of those corresponds to each one of the different 18 brachos. It's actually a beautiful exposition of the brachos and what they're all about, but we don't have time for that right now. But it's a fascinating medrash tying the 18 to those 18 references of God's name. It's not just a random occurrence, but there's specificity to the association. But in any event, why in the world do we not do this on Shabbos? So I'll just quote to you the Talmidim of Rashi. Rashi, in the sources that quote his teachings, in the Sefer HaPardes and the Machzor Vitri, says pretty much the same idea in both places. Shmona Esrei is wonderful. And Shmona Esrei, of course, as we know, deals with many of the struggles and the difficulties that we have throughout our day, personally, nationally, etc. But the problem is, that's not so good for Shabbos. And I'll quote you what he says. Even though, u'b'Shabbos shanu b'teilim, einam anu mispalim ela zayin brachos, on Shabbos, we have plenty of time, but we cut out most of the Shmona Esrei. So it can't be because, like we translated in the beginning, that we're too busy, or it's too involved, because like we got plenty of time on Shabbos. So he explains as follows. Shabbos is a day of rest. Shabbos, we're not supposed to ask for our own needs. Quoting a Gemara in Yerushalmi, we're not supposed to be asking for our own personal requests. Why is that? Lefi shehakadosh baruch hu bachar b'Shabbos tchila. Because God chose Shabbos first. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of rest. Not just a day of rest where we don't work, but a day of rest where we try to avoid anxiousness, anxiety. He says, Ketzad, Im haya adam ksil, amr chonin hadas. If a person is unintelligent, they'll make the bracha of chonin hadas. If you need tshuva, you'll make the bracha of harotze b'tshuva. And thinking about all of those things and all those topics are going to get us a little bit stressed, a little bit anxious. And so because of this possibility of getting so overwhelmed with the Shmoneh Esrei and all of the requests that we're going to be making, we instead focus on just one bracha. We replace all the middle ones out and replace it with a bracha of Shabbos to be focused entirely on Shabbos and not the stresses of the week. And that's why they're interchangeable.